Rashnosa. He mentioned Rashnosa in the schedule of the year that we lay in the Torah once a year these days. Nosa comes out the Derech Klal right after Kabbalas HaTorah. This year, because of the schedule, the leap year is coming out before Kabbalas HaTorah. Last week we mentioned the Shias of Parashas Bamidbar to Kabbalas HaTorah. We have to understand the Parashah of the Parashas Nosa Kabbalas HaTorah. Second thing we have to understand, the choshev yisinyan, the inyan of the sphere sa'oimer, that we count today the sphere sa'oimer. The Rambam paskins that sphere sa'oimer is b'zman hazeh d'oraisa. Many Rishonim holds the Rabbanan. The Rambam holds that sphere sa'oimer today is d'oraisa. The question is a very strong question. How can it be d'oraisa when the Yisoid is Sfiras HaOmer, Rabbi Yisrael? Sfiras HaOmer is we're counting from the time we were marked of the curb in HaOmer. That's what most Rishonim hold. You say, most Rishonim hold it can't be d'oraisa today. It's not d'oraisa. Because we're counting the time we were marked of the HaOmer. There's no HaOmer, Rabbi Yisrael. I don't know what you guys think, but there's no HaOmer. How could it be the rice? Third thing, Shaila, the Mephoshim ask on Sfiras HaOmer itself. We know there are mitzvahs that we make a shehechayonu v'kiyimonu v'kiyonu l'zman hazeh on them, right? Mitzvahs the rice, a lot of them we make the shehechayonu on. Even mitzvahs the rabbonu make shehechayonu on, but we will make the Megillah. Like Chanukah Licht, made a Shechayonu. What's the pshat? That there's no Shechayonu on the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer, Rabbi Yisrael. Why is there no Shechayonu? Fourth kasha, the Inyan of Sfiras HaOmer. What's the pshat, Rabbi Yisrael? That the counting that we do is upwards and not downwards. So you say, you would ask the kasha, if it was downwards, why is it down, not upwards? No. I want to ask this kasha because it doesn't fit into my shoe. No. I want to ask this kasha because shy while we're counting, but so we're counting, it's a countdown. Anybody know what we're counting down to? A trick question. To Shavuos. Very good. We're counting down to Shavuos. We're counting down to the day that we're finally going to get to eat the cheesecake. Now we start now, we're not this year, we're not eating any cheesecake until Shavuos, so it's the countdown for the cheesecake. And the Maisa, so we're counting down as the famous Chinuch, it's Mitzvah Shin Vav says. The sort of the spirit is that Ke'edred Yitzhav Se'el, it's like we're counting towards the day we can't wait for Matan Torah. The day that we can't wait for Matan Torah, Rabbi Yisrael. So we, that, it's like he says, like the Eved Yishav Shel Tzel, like the Eved that wants to get out of slavery. I use a different mashal, modern day mashal. It's like the Chassan who's getting married. The problem is, the Chassan is really, he's like the Eved. It's like the Chassan is getting married. And the marriage is going to be in 3 months. From today, 3 months, 2 days. Baruch Hashem, the business world has come with a new patent. You get you a chol, the chos, everybody gets it. If you don't get it, it's something you must be weird. You get a clock. It's called a chosin clock. And you put it not too close to your bed because it might wake you up for shachar in the morning, but you put it a little farther away where you can see it. And it lists the hour, the days, 271 days 4,600, who knows how many hours, minutes, and seconds to that great day when you're going to walk down to the chuppah. The chassan clock. That's a countdown, countdown. And here we're counting upwards, we're not counting downwards. That's, you saw why we count. The Chiddush Rebbe was asked the guy, the Chol should be counting downwards and not upwards. That was the fourth class, fifth kasha. Sixth kasha. On the Parshas HaShavua, Parshas Nosoi, the very interesting thing we find. Torah tells us in the Parshas Nosoi, the Inyan from the Nazir. There's a man called the Nazir. The Nazir is somebody who decides to be Persian wine. Why does he decide to be Persian wine? Because there's ill effects to wine. And he's ready to give on the great taste of beer and wine. Not that spoon again. Great taste of wine in order of the ill effect that it might have. But it's interesting to note how the Torah describes the nausea in a very, very strong terminology over here, Rabbi Yisrael. The Torah says about him, first of all, he has to enunciate very, very clearly. The pasuk says, Ish oyisha ki yafli lindor neder nozir lahazir l'ashem. What is it? Lahafli? So Rashi, yafrish. Is he yafrish? What's the lashon hafla? Hafla, as the Parshim say, it means clarity. You have to speak it out with a tremendous clarity. Exactly what you're doing. That's lashon hafla. Yafli is yafarish. Speak it out. Clarify. Talk it out clearly. What is the positive that have to emphasize the fact that you have to talk it out clearly. You have to enunciate it with your mouth. The Indian of the Naziris. Second of all, we find an interesting Zach. The Torah tells us, now why is this Nazir being, what is this Pasha of Nazir doing over here? So the Chazal tells the famous Chazal you had inside the Beis and other places in Shas, Loma Nisbicha Pasha Soita, the Pasha is Nazir, Loi Melecha, Shekola Roya Soita Bechul Kula, Yaza Atzu Min Ayayin, Shum Yevi Min Ayayin. The Chazal say that you see a Soita Bechul Kula, you see a Soita in her, Kilko, getting messed up. Torah says she's being different pshatim or kukula. One pshat you see her being like, some say what the Kohanim do to her, they take her around, make her walk around, they make her do all these things. Some say when she blows up, you see the kukula, so the kukula, yazir atzim in ayayim. The obvious question is, over here, that if you see her being blown up, mama's like an atom bomb, she blows to smithereens with her son. We have to compete with the movies of maybe action. She blows up every part of her body, her arms in one place, her leg in a different place. Mama should blow up. So, why wouldn't that prevent the guy from not, what are we worried about? We see a guy, says, you know, listen, something happened, a woman did not a nice act. So a boy that he might, but he's going to learn the wrong lesson. But if he sees her blow up, so what does he need more to go ahead and now make a disease out of it? No, he had the lesson. I think he learned a good lesson. I don't think he's touching the, I don't think he's going to be talking to any ladies in the near future. He doesn't want to see his nose end up on top of a building, just his nose sticking out. So what does he need the ingin of the Naziris? Ninth, where we hold the 16th, whatever it is. The pasuk says also in Yisrael, so is the pasuk, Yeah, it's, what does it say? It says another Zach. It says that the Nazir, it says that he has to grow his hair long. What's the meaning of growing the hair, by side? That his hair, he lets his hair grow. What's that Indian exactly? And one last kasha for Kovit Shavuos, we're up to 10 already, right? 9 or 10. If he has more kashas, but we want to get to the Terutzim by Nate tomorrow morning, we have to get to the Terutzim. The Gemara says in Pesachim, Tafsam Echaz, the Gemara says that on Shavuos there was a Yid, a Helik Yid called Rabbi Yosef. And Rabbi Yosef, he was blind, Chazal Zal tell us. But he was celebrating Shavuos in a very, very interesting way, a very gewaltig way. So after Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef said, on Shavuos, oh, we had a 10th question, that's the 90, we'll get to the 10th. He said, on Shavuos, he said, Hachin li igla tilsa, prepare me a very, very juicy meat. Very similar to the meat, the steak that you had in Yeshiva Lehem. I wish I was a pach again for his chayin. Steak for supper. Prepare me a juicy piece of meat. Maybe like the hamburgers tonight. And why? Ilava hu yoyma, if not for this day. Kama Yosef ikka b'shuka. If not for this day, how many Josephs are hanging around the Bowery bums, just sanitation workers, and hanging around the shore? Kama Yosef ikka b'shuka. Not for this day. So everybody shtozuk what, and Rashi says this day that he learned Torah, Shavuos, he learned Torah. But myself, why? What's the connection? An interesting question I once asked. What's the connection? We saying, prepare me this meat. For if not for this day, there would be many Yosef in the shuk. Stami should say. He should say. Omer of Yosef. Not for this day. How many? What? It seems to be there's a connection between preparing the meat and the fact of Kami Yosef Ikibashuk. And the last question, by side. Is who can give him say over all? No, the last question is about Yisai. Is that Gvaldik Shaila? The name of Shavuos has an interesting name about Yisai. Besides being called, obviously Yom Matan Torah, saying no. Besides being called Shavuos, very good, Chavit. Besides being called Chag HaOsif, not Osif, Kotzir. Besides being called other names, it has another name of Yisrael. Anybody look at name what that name is? The name is called Atzeres. Very good. There's a word that's given to this, the name of this yontu called Atzeres. Atzeres diyelachem. What's the pshat called Atzeres? So in the forest of say pshat, that just like Sukkot has a yontu and a shmini Atzeres, so to Pesach has Shmini Atzeres, Pesach has a Shmini Atzeres. When's Pesach Shmini Atzeres? On Shavuos. Have they heard that? When is Pesach Shmini Atzeres? On Shavuos. So what's the pshat? So Ramban in Parash Emor says, unbelievable chiddush, that all the days, these days, you make sphere are considered like Chol HaMoed. They're like Chol HaMoed the days. I wonder everybody's going out to travel. It's Six Flags. I was wondering where everybody is. Cholamayit trips. But these days, like Cholamayit. What's the pshat of Boisai? It's called Atzeres. Shavuos called Atzeres. One pshat says, but what's the pshat that Shavuos is Daka given? Even Shmini Atzeres, we call Shmini Atzeres. Here we refer to the Torah as Atzeres. What's the pshat? We want to say one yisoid, but I say one big yisoid that's going to help us understand a lot of the issues that we just brought up, a lot of the inyanim that we brought up. Be able to walk away with a big chizik for Shavuos, but I say, to understand what it means, Kabbalah's Torah, what are we getting when we get all the Torah verses, what's the Torah all about? How much we should value the gift of Torah? And when someone wants to give you a gift, but I say, when you're getting a gift from somebody, So obviously the giver of the gift wants you to appreciate it. He wants you to, if he's giving you, now obviously it depends on the nature of the gift, how much that if you disregard it will pain him, will cause him pain. But if a person gives you a gift, the person wraps it up nicely, he lights up the whole thing, and you know, at the end of the day he comes to your house and it's not there anymore. It's a very, very frustrating thing. The Meister Rav Moshe Feinstein, just a Chaver on Chaver, was in this week. Rav Moshe Feinstein once, someone once gave a picture of a painting, and he had it hanging in his living room. And a week later, a month later, whatever, the guy came back and they had to move it to a bedroom, to a different room. So the Meister guy came in to ask a Shaila, and he went out, and it was on the way out. Rav Moshe quickly ran afterwards, and he said, "You should know, by the way, the painting that you gave me last week, it's in my bedroom now, don't be." The guy probably felt bad that he gave him something, and it's not hanging there anymore. The person gives you a nice gift, comes to your house, he doesn't see it anymore, he's disregarded. It's very painful. He put effort, he loves, he showed caring, and you get rid of it. It's a very terrible thing. You know, you have sometimes on a very, very common thing, on Purim, so you know, Shach Monastery, you know, yeah, it happened, everybody had that story, you know. Someone your other neighbor gave you back the thing that you gave to one day. It was rather than the thing. And you see exactly the sticker, you know, for the Applebaum family, like ripped, half ripped off. Stern family, you know, that keeps it putting on one to the next. But you can't forget that big thing of Bisley, you know, that you put in there. It's still in there. Right? It goes around the block. Everybody gets back, but they start over. So you don't feel so geschmack. You end up giving something to someone, ended up back in your, especially when you want to get rid of those old brownies from Sukkot. You know, once you suffer with them again, your wife saved it, you know, for the Sukkot party. It's Chamacha Olva love Chamisha Pesachim. So you don't, you know, why should you suffer with it? But the mice, at the end of the day, you don't feel so geschmack that you got back the thing you gave out. Torah is called the Matan Rabbosai. Chag Mantar Seinu. If you get a Matan from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the greatest being in the universe, and he gave the most precious gift that Shaykh, the most valuable Zach, as I'll say, how valuable is it? Kilekach Toiv Asari Lachem. I gave you such a valuable thing, Hashem calls it Toiv, and we know it's the most precious thing in the world. Don't you think you have to understand what the gift is? You know, a guy wraps up a gift to you. They wrap those for hours in wrapping paper, and he just wraps it in a box, in another box. Until you get to the end, it's just another little box. You know, he wraps up a beautiful ring. He wraps up a certain thing. He's a certain scientist. He wrapped up a certain thing. He wraps it up, and he comes to me and says, "I want to do something so precious." You know, and you're so excited. Wow, the chush of a guy, the wealthy person, you know, scientist, physicist, and he's giving me the ball, very precious gift. So you all start unwrapping, come down, and here it is. You don't know what you would call it. You don't know what it is. And you try to smile a little bit, like, "Oh, it's so beautiful. You don't know what in the world he gave you. Some hexagon. What do you call this thing?" And you're excited. The guy's so excited about giving it to you. He says, "I want to give you something so valuable." And you're just bubbling about to open it. You're unwrapped. He gets out of it. There it is. The pectagon. What in the world is that? He goes quiet. And he's like smiling away. Wow. And you don't know what in the world he got. Of course, Moshe Lekach told us, "We're walking around." "That was very nice. Pass the chips, Rabbi." Kodesh Baruch gave you a Torah. You know what the Torah is about? You know what precious thing he gave you? So I want to talk about one of the aspects of what Torah is about, Rabbi Yisrael. What the godless of Torah gives us. And this is Yisoy to answer all these 10 kashas, Rabbi Yisrael. Yisoy is, Rabbi Yisrael, it's based on the Aruch HaShulchan and other Mepharshim. And the Rambam holds that Bezman is as sphere as the rice. One of the questions, how does the rice not have the Oimer? The Oimer is only a simen. The countdown is Be'etzem, a countdown. An unbelievable countdown. We're counting the days that we made a change over, Rabbi Yisrael.
that we changed over and we entered a different realm. We went from being close to animals to the highest point to be a human being, an emes of human being. That the Aruch HaShulchan says is the emes accounting. And that's what we count from the Oimer to the Shtei Alechem. The Oimer is brought, anybody know what from? Sa'ir and barley, which is usually animal food. And we bring it till Shavuos, we makav a korban called the korban Shtei Alechem, which is made from chita, which is human, made for human consumption, chita. Chita is the form of recognition in the Gemara tells us in Sukkah. The person has das, it's how much chita he can eat. The baby has das. Chita is the madrega of the human being, the human essence, the pinnacle of man. And that really is what the countdown is up, because we're going up. We're leaving our status as close enough to the animal kingdom, not so much different from the animals, and we're working ourselves up to a level to be that human being, that holy human being, the pinnacle of creation, the reason Hashem created the world. And that's why we count upwards, because the constant upward growth and climb to remove yourself from that animal nature and to enter the divine world of Kabbalah HaTorah, of Ruchni, of being that great human being. And that's why we don't say Shech Yonu, says the Kedusha Levi, the Levi Mibadichu. Because he says in your holy soul, the spirit is pushing away the tumor. We're getting rid of it. How if I would be there already? Not that we want to be in this level. We want to get away from this level. We want to get to that top level. We want to get away from it. We're not happy in being close to the animal, being close like an animal. We're not happy to be like a local cheetah. That's a cheetah, an animal cheetah. We don't want to be a jaguar. We might want to drive one, but we don't want to be one. We don't want to be a lion. We want to be a human being. So therefore, the usual ladies, don't say shechayonu, kima lazmanazeh, in the svira, we get to Shavuos. Shavuos night, we're going to all say proudly, shechayonu, kima lazmanazeh, that we made it up to that great day. We declare upon ourselves that we're man. The essence of the Bria. And that's why it's Doraisa, because that's really the count all about. It's just symbolized by the Oimer, those two types of Kabbalahs. But we're not counting, says the Rambam, says the Aruch HaShulchan, for the Oimer, from the Oimer to the Shtei Alechem. We're counting from that transformation from animal to man. And this was the task of creation, to take a human being who was created with all those types of a nature as an animal, built like an animal with a physical body, but blown into him and a neshama tahara, that through which he has to transform the ayapera or the mivale, the wild animal has to become the human being. That's the tafkid. That's the counting. We're counting up. So it's reaching an upward level. But how does man differ from animal? In what way are we different from the animals? They eat! Oh boy, do we eat. They sleep. And oh boy, do we sleep. I think we can compete with the best, even the bear we can compete with. I once saw an article in one of these newspapers. They wanted to show They wanted to show, like, you know, they always advertise, and I wanted to advertise about the mattress. So they had a big advertisement on the mattress. One time they said, you spend 33 quarters, of, you spend one third of your life in this cubicle, in this thing. You might as well enjoy it. 17-foot-inch mattress. You spend one third of your life. When I said that article, something hit me. You spend one third of your life, Rabbi Yisrael, in this mattress. You might as well. It's a good svara, Rabbi Yisrael. I just want to change the girsa. It's kama bachrim. You spend one third, three quarters of your life. Go for the 34-inch commercial for posturepedic mattresses. They sleep, and we sleep. They eat, and we eat. They run! See cats, they're running around. We also run. They mate. They have children. They run after the other type of... And we have ghoul on Friday! Is there a big difference? You see here many times. Two cats, one's chasing after one under the thing. What's the difference between under the thing and Manny's? Running for Manny's to Brooklyn Bake Shop and back and forth and back and forth. 400 laps. Cats do it also. What's the difference of us? Did we ever ask that question? Why am I different from the behemoth, the animals? You go, you sit at night, you can see all the time cats chasing. There's a male and female cat, they're chasing each other. Why are we different? You're walking up the street, I'm at the other yeshiva that we always talk about. What's the difference of us? If you ever think about it, go watch the cat chase after his mate. We do the same thing, up and down, trying to see if we can. Usually we can't, we're not good enough, but Lamaisa, you know, try to make it a book, how to win friends, influence people, by Dale Carnegie, maybe you'll get better next time. But at the end of the day, that's what he spent his time doing, 4 hours, what did you do? Oh, I had a great day, I was in cooler. I had a great day, I bought a bag of popcorn, I walked to other places, I walked there. What'd you do? FS. Chasing. Tell these guys, what are they doing? It's cat play. I don't want to call the bad word, I would call it even worse. I don't want to call the guy a D-O-G. What's the difference? Where's the chilek between man and animal? Is that what we are? Just a speaking animal? We can talk. So, that's the whole difference? I once said, I believe that's the pshat, because what we're showing Bilam. You think you're bigger than an animal. Why? Because you talk. I'll show you the animal that talks also. Just go to Muncie. They have fish that talk. Especially if you drink 6 Jack Daniels, any fish is going to talk. It's ish me pi fish. That story. Ish me pi fish. It's a furish maisa. But anyway, what's the difference? What is the difference? So many, many years ago, I heard the Torah back in Torah Or. The Gevaldik of Or for a year, he's been around today from Detroit, of Gushkin. What's speaking to us, and he said every day in Davin, what the difference between man and an animal is. Umoisar ha'odom min ha'behema oyin ki ha'kol heaven. The difference, the advantage the greatness of man. It's a little drash in the words, but the point is so emes. Umoisar ha'adam. What's greater in man? Min ha'behema is oyin. Little chance is nothing. Ke'akol hevel. There's not so much of a difference. But he transitized chat, as it's kind of we said from. Oyin also means no. The difference between man and animal, the point of difference is the ability to say no. An animal will never say no. No matter how much it's eaten, no matter what it's been doing, it continues after its time. It will never say no. It will never say it's not going to do something. The ability to say no, I'm not going to do that. The Bechira. To choose not to go to Geula and walk around for 16 hours. To choose not to be attacked on Friday. To choose to be a human is with the ability to say, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do that. Where do we get that ability from, Rabbi Sarah? Where does the ability come from? That's the Koyach HaTorah. Torah teaches us what's right and what's wrong. Torah teaches us and guides us to what's right. Torah gives you the strength to uplift you to a higher level, to realize that I'm not an animal. I can say no. So the Torah, our Torah, this week's Parsha. Parsha's Nosa is right next to Gemara's Torah, the Parsha of Nazir. Daber Abnei Yisrael v'amad alem ish o isha ki yafli lindor neder. What does yafli mean? We said mafrish. But it also means something, says the Svarnoi. Yafli Lasois Dover Pele, to do something that's a Pele, that's a wonderment. That's Yafle. Ki Roi Ha'olam, Yafle bin Havle, Tanugis bin Odom, most of the people in the world go after the Tithes. He's doing something unique, this Nazir. He's abstaining. He's very unique. And the Torah speaks about him, that he had this long hair, Rabbi Sah. What's the long hair about? Chazal tell us, as the Svarna says later on, that that hair represents a nazir, it's a crown. Sorry, it's not that it's with Evan Ezer. Ibn Ezra says, Yafle is a Lashon Pele. You do it on a Pele. And he wears that long hair as a crown on his head. The Heyek, he wears like a crown. He wears like a crown. His head is surrounded by a crown. The hair is a crown. Vidaki Kob and the Adam Abde Taivis Oilam. We're all slaves to our Taivis. Ba'amelech ba'emes, the true king, the true melech. Sheish lo nezer v'ateres malchus b'roishu, he has a crown on his head. Kol mishu chofshi min ha'taivis. We're free of those Taivis. We're free men. We're not enslaved. We can say no. We can abstain. Let's go. Come on, Shmuley. Let's go have a good time. Let's go chase. Let's chase. Let's, other words, say it. Let's pick them up, George. Let's go plaster ourselves. That's why it's called plaster, because they usually put you onto the wall afterwards. They roll you down. Zeri plaster. Let's get drunk. and lose ourselves. Let's go wild and have no abstination. Let's do whatever our heart desires. Let's just have a chill, man. Let's just do it. Let's just have a good time without any inhibitions. We just do what we want. Get drunk. Smoke up. Girls. Tivis. Everything. That's freedom. Join the freedom fighters. That's freedom. You're an animal enslaved to your diets. How am I enslaved, Rebbe? What do you mean? What do you mean? Larry, you're suffering from diabetes. You're 7,226 pounds. They have to crane you into the house, through the window. Can't get you through the front door. We just enlarged it. Cannot get him through again. He's going to die. One more strawberry shortcake. One more piece. Tomorrow we start to die. It. If he makes it to tomorrow. Control. Pull back. You're going to kill yourself. You're smoking like a chain smoker. You're going to damage your lungs. Pass me another cigarette, Rabbi. You're drinking your liver. It's going to soon be kaveh katzutz, the Shabbos. In English, it's chopped liver. You drink any more, you're destroying the liver. Stop it. Can't! You're going to kill yourself. You understand what it means? You're going to kill yourself. Can't stop. You're going to ruin your marriage. You're looking at these things that are destructive to your marriage. How is this true story, the boy said? People get addicted to the worst things in society, and the wives catch them, and I have stories upon stories, endless of stories. Are you crazy? You love your wife. You have four kids. What are you... Rabbi, psychologist! I can't control myself. You can't control yourself. What are you, an animal? What, you can't control your human being? Just say no! Say no! Can't! That's not slave. You can't say no. We're not talking about you enjoying it. You're going to destroy your life. You're going to get sick. You're going to show your marriage. He's texting. And he's BBMing. And he can't stop. Are you in control or not in control? You're not in control of my life. I'm not in control. Can't get up in the morning. I can't hold a job. I can't control my life. I stay up every night till 4:30 in the morning. Watching the late show. I can't control it. I have this new machine and I just can't. Hours and 45 hours. So you get up in the morning, his work thing is not good, he can't bring a parnasa because he's addicted, he can't stop. Are you in control or not? I'm not in control. You're an animal. I'm not safe to say that animals can't be controlled. You're a human being. You have to say no. That's what the Torah HaKadosh teaches us in Parshas Nos. But I wanted to add a knetch. That's why you have to yafish with the dibur. Nos is not chal with the machshava only. It's with the dibur. Because the human das is boiling. It's expressed, is it clarified, it's clear in the koyach to speak. So it's so beautiful in the koyach of your speech, which tells us you're a man, you're a human. In that koyach, that's what you have to use to stop yourself, to become the nazir. It doesn't work with your hands, it doesn't work with your legs, it works with the dibur. You stop yourself but the thing that exemplifies the humanity of yourself, human existence, that's the Koyach HaDibur. And that's why it's enunciated clearly, because that's the Koyach of Das, and understanding and knowledge that you could speak and enunciate and clarify. In that, you clarify to the world that I'm a Nazi, and I'm different, and I'm going to say no, and I'm going to troll myself, because when I see that lady who got messed up, I see it can be done. I see a human can be murdered himself to the level of an animal, and I don't want to be that way. So even though I enjoy alcohol, at least when I'm around my friends, I like to say that I enjoy alcohol. I open my shirt and my chest hairs are showing. But put from that, is I know that when I drink alcohol, I become like a fool. I look to the whole world like a fool. Even though I feel I'm chilled out and I escape the world, but deep down, I look like a total imbecile to the world. Which he doesn't remember because he's so out of it. So why do you want to lower yourself to be somebody like that? Control yourself. Say no. Say no. I don't need to do it. It's the greatest freedom of us in the world. You have to realize it. Try it one time. The Bechira to say no is the greatest feeling of freedom. I don't have to do what everybody else is doing. Everybody's going to go, ooh, I'm Friday. Every yeshiva bacha does stands on the corner like a dope that's just waiting around for 4 hours to see if somebody's going to pass by. Everybody does it, Rebbe. You have to be the everybody. You got to be the fool that stands on the corner like that also. Everybody does it, so what? But you have your own bechira. You're a human being. You got a cause to choose between right and wrong. Everybody does it. Everybody goes to hear the drink at night. So what? That makes you also a cat? The existence of Torah in our lives is supposed to lift us up. It's supposed to put us on a pedestal. Supposed to tell us that we're special. We're Bali Bechira. We can choose. We have the cause in us to realize through the call of prayer that we're different, we're special, we're a higher form of being. That's what Rabbi Yosef was saying. If not for this day, prepare me a piece of meat. Because if I eat meat, I'm taking something in my body and I'm showing that this thing is lower than me. That's what I'm putting into my body. It's lower than me. And I'm lifting it up. That's why Kosher made all, says the Kliyoka, Pratis Noyach, Kosher made all the different levels of being the food of the one on top of them. The animal eats the plant life. We eat the animal kingdom, but the Gemara says, Dafka, a person who, I'm an artist, is also to eat, I'm an artist, the Gemara is also to eat basa. And I'm an artist, doesn't eat basa, only person who learns Torah, who feels the elevation of being a human being. He can now take the lowly behemoth and become part of him in order to rise that up also. Says of Yosef, if not for that day, says Rashi, that he was in the Sreimim. I felt the elevation of Torah Shvuas. I felt the elevation of what it means to be a Yid on top of the world. Prepare me that juicy piece of meat. That's why Shvuas is called Atzeres. What does the word Atzeres mean in the Bible? Go down to in Yerushalayim, you'll see we don't have stop signs. We have atzar signs. What does the word atzeres mean in the Bessai? Atzeres is atzar, stop! Stop what you're doing. What are you doing? Think for a second, you have a brain. Where are you going? Where are you running to? What are you wasting your life with? Where are you holding? Think, stop! Don't enter! Do not enter into the area of the animal kingdom. Stop, you human being. Don't go further. You're heading for the zoo. They're going to lock you up with the baboons. We have on call today another species over here. He's also from the animal kingdom. Here he is, Shmuley Belchbaum. He eats bananas also. Flip him some bananas. We put him in the cage over there. Hi, Shmuley! The only banana. Shmuley also is good. He did learn calisthenics. He swings from the trees also. What's the difference? Atzor! This is what you have to realize, Rabbi Yisrael. This is the Matana Hashem gave us. Hashem gave us this unbelievable gift. The Koyach HaTorah, the greatest possible gift in the world. Because through the Koyach HaTorah, I gave that Yetzirah. I gave it that strong desire to be an animal. But I gave you the Torah to help to channel it. You can have all the pleasures, Rabbi Yisrael. Torah channels it, directs it, makes it holy. Lift it up. Rabbi Sai, I have to leave you right now. Finishing. I have to leave you tonight. Deborah, I hope I'll be by tonight, Seder. Going to Eiz Hashem. I have to go with my father. The Ikka reason I'm going. Agav, someone's helping pay for tickets. So I'm going to Chas, I'm going to Ikka. Go with my father, Far. For Shavuos, Yishav, for Shtem, or Shavuos, and Sarah. Well, Maisa, the voice I, the opportunity presents itself now. Not that I'm going to not keep in touch and not know what's going on with the yeshiva every day. I'm going to be in touch with the Rabbanim, the Mashkichim, and everything. You can have now the days that are coming, unbelievable, every time we get closer, you have these days, you may have a sphere to repair, and Yishmo Shmei Akbalah coming, the unbelievable days, the voice I feel so terrible, it hurts me so much, every time I think, the Shlosh Shmei Akbalah, the days before Kabbalah Satorah, Boisai, unbelievable days to repair, to get ourselves in the spirit, to realize we could be like everybody else, we could be like all the other guys, all the other yeshivas, we could be like this, we could be like that, or we could be the true Ben Adam, Boisai. And there's no greater feeling in the world, Boisai. Ein Ben Chayrin, and Misha Oisek Batayrin. Chayrus! Freedom! Is only the one that's Oisek Batayrin. You don't have it tasted, but when you taste it, and you realize that you're in truly control of your life, you can decide when you're going to get up in the morning, you decide when you're going to go to sleep at night, you decide every part of your life, you're in control, there's no greater feeling. You have to work on yourselves, but Shem gave us the greatest possible gift, the Halakha Torah that helps us. We deserve to understand the lessons, we deserve to build ourselves up, to use these days out to its fullest of our side. I'm warning anybody who said right now, and I have to also say that if a person's going to think that because I'm not here, that they can take an ability to go back here, they should pack up now. Before when I come back, I have to give strict judgment. There will be strict, but I don't need it, looking after the shmooze, I'm sure everybody's never killed it. But there's no fooling around today, the boy said. The sheep is still running, there's enough time in the summer to drive around in the Catskill, do 7,000 laps. Looking for popcorn in Geula. But at the end of the day, while you're in yeshiva, you're still part of yeshiva, you have to be with the program. And everybody's expected to be with the program, with the chavrusas and the shigurim. Everybody will work on themselves to build themselves up. Become the pinnacle of creation, that he is a human being, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu decided, I'm going to create the world. And that human being was Oisik B'Torah. Call the Oilam Kedua Kedai Hu Lo, says the Mishnah, Oisik B'Rushma. The whole world is worthy, the entire world is worthy for that one guy. It's Oisik B'Torah Lushma. We should be Zerchot to reach that Madrega. We should be Zerchot to at least Shoyev, to desire to have that Madrega. We should be Zerchot B'Eiz Hashem. Stand on Leil Shavuos night with that desire in mind, the Kabbalah HaTorah, the Kabbalah to say no, to be in control, and the Kabbalah Be'ez Hashem, that through we control ourselves, Hashem will give us the koyach to have control in the Bria, since that's the media connected media. The more we control ourselves, our tefillahs and our hopes, the things that we daven for, should be mekuyim, or to the tefillah, and the kiyum of the tefillah of the bias Mashiach.